This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with breaking news. Heavy fighting was reported in Gaza on Friday as Israeli military said it had resumed combat operations against Hamas after accusing the Palestinian militant group of violating a temporary truce which expired early Friday by firing towards Israeli territory. The halt in fighting began a week ago on November 24th. It initially lasted for 4 days and then was extended for several days with the help of Qatar, and fellow mediator Egypt. Meantime, Hamas freed 8 Israeli hostages on Thursday in exchange for Israel's release of more Palestinian prisoners. We get more on that part of the story from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The latest exchange extends the ceasefire in Gaza by another day, but any further renewal of the truce, now in its 7th day, could prove more daunting because Hamas is expected to set a higher exchange rate for many of the remaining hostages. International pressure has mounted for the truce to continue. Hamas's deadly attack on October 7th has been followed by Israeli bombardment and a ground campaign. Thousands of Palestinians in Gaza have been killed, and more than three-quarters of the population of 2.3 million have been uprooted. I'm Norman Hall.
The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israel's prisons.
Any harm that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Mostab Hassan Yosef said that the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father.